For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Becca Schimmel. A report recently published in Politico said the Trump administration may reduce the number of refugee arrivals allowed in the U.S. to zero. Here to speak with us about it is Albert Bonfu, executive director of the Bowling Green-based International Center. He came to the U.S. as a refugee from Cameroon. I asked him what he thought when he heard Trump officials wanted to eliminate the resettlement program.
It makes me shiver because I'm just wondering what would have happened. I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of those who are still aspiring and hoping to come into the United States. So if you are bringing it down to zero, you are indirectly just destroying the lives of millions of people around the world who look onto the United States as the only hope for them and as the only reason for their current existence.
This is coming at a time when your agency just saw an uptick, well, in even across the country has seen an uptick in refugee arrivals.
Yeah, we've seen an uptick in Bowling Green. In fact, we are on track to resettle the highest number we've had in the past 8 years. So we were hoping that things have normalized and that everything is going on smoothly, but unfortunately, from nowhere, we got this news. And again, I don't know the rationale behind that, but I just believe, and it's my opinion, that that is a really, really wrong thing to do.
And I mean, even if it isn't reduced to zero, if it goes below 30,000, what's that going to be like for you and for the International Center?
Well, if you look at the situation, a couple of years ago, we said there were like 65 million displaced people. Now it's 70 point something million people displaced. So you can just imagine what the reduction will do. The numbers are increasing and we are reducing our intake. So it will just be catastrophic for displaced people around the world. I think at this time, with the booming economy and the need for workers, we in the United States should be in the business of identifying people who can come in and fill many of the jobs that are unfilled right now.
But it's not just the employment or the economic aspect of things, too. You know, what would it mean to the fabric of Southern Kentucky and America if there were no more refugees coming in?
Yeah, personally, I would not even want to look at the economic aspect because this is a humanitarian program. You are trying to give hope to the hopeless. You are trying to revive somebody who was at a point of desperation and had no hope and was like life has ended. You are giving life back to somebody who thought he or she had no life. That is what the program is all about. We are enriching our culture. We are enriching the nation by bringing in people from various parts of the world. That's what makes America unique.
And so just looking ahead of what comes next for you and the long-term health of the International Center, what are you thinking?
One way or the other, we'll survive. And I'm so optimistic. You know why? Because the community is behind me. The community is behind what we do. The community is supportive of the refugees that we bring in. And I know for sure that we will survive in one way or the other because the power of the people is there.
We've been speaking with Albert Bonfu, Executive Director of the International Center in Bowling Green.